I'm in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kim Newstrom, here to talk about Habitat for Humanity and a special place they have that I'm not sure everybody knows about called Restore that's available to everybody. Before we talk about Restore, let's just kind of generally go over Habitat for Humanity. Everyone knows that name. We're all familiar with the name, but may not know exactly the extent of the organization and what it does here in Lafayette.
Right. It's been here in the Lafayette community around 20 years, and it was started actually by the Board of Realtors here in our area. Some of them came together and thought it would be a great idea. They were popping up all over the country. Actually, nationally and internationally, Habitat is only around 40 years old, but it seems like we've been hearing about it for so long, which is really a great testament to the brand and sort of the mission that the organization has. But our mission is to provide safe and affordable housing. And all of our homeowners are typically first-time homeowners. And they've partnered with us to get into a home for the first time, whether they're maybe overcrowded where they're living currently, maybe they're living with relatives, maybe they don't live in a safe neighborhood or a safe environment, or they're just ready to take that step for the first time to become a homeowner. Mm-hmm. So partnering with these families is really what gets the whole process started. And these families are true partners in that they commit to over 300 hours of what we call sweat equity, which means they're either helping construct their own home or they're helping build other Habitat homes, or they can work in the Restore, which we'll talk about in a little while. But they put in a lot of time and they are part of this entire process. And so, you know, the building process takes around 6 months. And the reason that it goes quickly also is that all the volunteers that we have that come and help build these Habitat houses.
You have a lot of organizations involved in that process.
Yes, actually the university here is a huge partner with us. They have partnered with their UNIV 100 classes here. We've gotten many, many sort of first semester, first year students who've been working on our Habitat houses. And actually next week on November 1st and 2nd, there's a group of faculty and staff here from the university that will be helping us complete a couple homes on East Gilman, which is sort of on the outskirts of the downtown area in Lafayette. So that will sort of be culminating this great partnership we've had with them, and one that I'm sure will continue in
the
future.
And I know the organization AmeriCorps, which is on campus, also helps Habitat.
Right. Judge Johnson, the director there, and his students are big proponents of Habitat, and also they are on site at many of our houses that we're building, and they also help out at the Restore a lot.
Right. So there's a lot of volunteer hours, both from the people who want homes and from the community, but I'm sure there are a lot of expenses. I mean, you just to organize that to the administration of that kind of a project, that's a huge undertaking. And I know Restore helps Habitat in those efforts.
It does. The Restore opened about 5 years ago here in Lafayette, and they started nationally in Austin probably about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. But basically, it's a place, it's a retail center, sort of a home improvement retail center where you can donate things like building materials, gently used appliances, furniture, and items like that. Things that perhaps you're remodeling in your own home. And so when you pull your cabinets out or you want to take all your light fixtures down and replace them, you can donate all those items to the Restore. And then the Restore is open to the general public. So anyone can come in and shop, and it's discounted prices. And all of that money goes back into Habitat for Humanity here locally and enables us to continue making and building safe and affordable houses for the people who want them here in this area.
And where is this Restore in Lafayette?
The Restore is at 215 East Pinnock Road. It's located sort of near the thruway by the railroad tracks on the actual United Way of Acadiana campus. So you'll see we're right at the corner there on 215 East Pinhook, and we're open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, you can go in there. I was telling people today that they have some great sinks that had been donated from another home improvement store, sort of overflow of inventory. Beautiful things that will not be selling anywhere near full price. And again, all of those monies go back to benefit Habitat.
So kind of like a Goodwill, but yet for appliances and wood and cabinetry and all kinds of, I guess, hardware.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's things like doors and windows, antique windows, light fixtures. We got a huge shipment last week of office chairs, things that, you know, we might want to replace, but you don't always want to go drop a couple $100 on a new office chair. And you can check out our website at restorelafayette.org. And we're getting ready to launch a new website, but you'll be able to get it through that same address, which is sort of some details on all of the things that are offered there. And that also is another place that we're always recruiting volunteers. If perhaps you've had a background in retail and or not, you know, you can still serve as a greeter when people walk in the ReStore. You can show them around if they want to know where the lighting section is, the plumbing section, the appliances. You can show them around. You can help with the cash register. So that's another great volunteer opportunity if you're looking to give back to your community in that way.
It sounds like a big place.
It
when
is.
You say the hardware section in the...
No, it's a really big warehouse. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to just go in there weekly and see what new things have come in. The staff there does a great job at promoting some of the new items that are in. If they don't move quickly, perhaps putting them on sale after a few weeks. And so we have a lot of people that come in that like to repurpose things, that like to do little arts and crafts projects and are always looking for something to work with. And the good news about all of this is that whether it's a builder that's donating stuff for us or an individual that's remodeling their home, all of these items stay out of landfills. So it really has a big green component. It's not stuff that will just be thrown away. It's stuff that will be reused, repurposed, recycled, and then ultimately, again, benefit Habitat for Humanity.
Mm. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Kim Newstrom, who is with Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette, talking about ReStore, which is in our community. So describe the inside. What, you know, sometimes when you're just facing a big warehouse and you've never been inside, describe what it looks like when you walk in and you know, all kinds of, I don't know, particular items you've seen that you really like.
Well, it's sort of like visiting some of the other big retail home improvement mm-hmm, stores. Mm-hmm. And we don't necessarily need to name them, but you go in and you know that there's doors, there's hardware, there's lumber, there's flooring, there's tile. And it's not so big that you get lost in it. It's not overwhelming, but it is fun just to sort of piddle around and see the things that are available and to check back on a weekly basis. So it's just like any other retail shopping experience, except again, the money's raised benefit a nonprofit, which is Habitat for Humanity.
So anyone is welcome to go in there. And I say that because I have heard some people with the misconception that you had to have a certain income.
No, this is open to the general mm-hmm. public. Again, our hours, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. And, you know, we have some small businesses that come in, Judith, and will buy something, repurpose it, sell it as part of their business and come back and make a contribution to the ReStore or Habitat mm-hmm. because of that. And these are people who like to repurpose things, as we mentioned, and it's part of their hobby and for some of them a source of income.
Right. So it sounds like there's a lot of ways to interact with ReStore, either by donating, just purchasing something for a single use, or as you say, the repurposing. And there are a lot of creative people around here who like to do things like that, fix things up and make them better and help others. There's
sure.
a lot of personal generosity around here.
Absolutely. And, you know, also we are available if you are doing a remodeling project or you're replacing your sofa, you can call and schedule with the ReStore to have your items picked up. And so you don't have to worry about dropping them off to us. We can actually send our ReStore truck, and actually we're getting a new one that will be out and about on the streets as far as looking a little new. So keep your eyes peeled for the new ReStore truck. But you can call us and we can come and pick that up.
That makes it even easier, especially if you are ripping out entire sets of cabinets.
Absolutely. And we get roofing materials. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just anything that you would buy at another home improvement store. For the most part, we have some type of inventory mm-hmm. that could meet your needs. And it's right. changing. It's ever changing, ever growing. Things are coming in and out constantly. And as I mentioned, we have people that sort of track what's still there and what's available. So it's a great resource. And we ask people, again, to check out our website at restorelafayette.org.
And what can they find at your website? Is it just kind of contact information? Are there actually photographs?
Well,
there?
Actually, on our currently we're using our Facebook page since it's a little easier to update on a daily or a weekly basis what's coming in or out. But you can see, you know, we got chairs donated from a local interior director decorator a few weeks ago. And within 24, 48 hours, they were gone because we posted the photos online and there were these great leather looking chairs and they were gone. And so Facebook's always a great place also. You can search for us on Restore Lafayette on Facebook or Lafayette Habitat for Humanity. And we have a lot of current information that's put up there as well.
Right. Restore Lafayette on Facebook.
Yes.
That sounds like a great one to like and keep updated with what's going on there. And definitely sounds like a place we should all check out and participate in and know that the proceeds are going to help Habitat.
Absolutely. And for the first time, we are offering a volunteer orientation. And the first one is going to be November 13th. It's a Tuesday. We will be holding it at the United Way of Acadiana campus, which is at 215 East Penhook. And you can go there and learn all about Habitat and about the Restore. And then it's a sort of a general orientation. And then towards the end, if you're interested in Restore, you just sort of walk across the parking lot to get a tour of the Restore and see the needs there. Or you can stay in our general room and get more information about site construction, that type of volunteer opportunity. So again, that's November 13th, which is a Tuesday at 5:30. It should last about an hour. And we invite the general public to show up and just get more information if they're interested in volunteering in that way.
Now, if you like the Facebook page, will you be sending that information out?
I'm sure we'll be posting some details on the volunteer orientation.
Yes. Just think of those people who can't jot that down.
I know,
but who would really like to attend that. So many ways to find out more about Habitat for Humanity, the Restore in Lafayette. So Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette has its own website?
And they're also on Facebook. Okay. Right now we're doing a website redesign as many people often do. And so right now we drive people to Facebook for sort of the most current information. So it's Lafayette Habitat for Humanity on Facebook as well.
All right, Lafayette Habitat for Humanity and Restore Lafayette.
Yes.
Great places to go for information about ways that we can all help in our community. And again, we know how much people here do like to help others in our community. Well, Kim, thank you so much for coming to tell us more about what's happening over there. Kim Newstrom is with Habitat for Humanity. You can check out those sites, Facebook pages and websites. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always call their office.
Yes, thanks, Judith.
Thank you.